Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Behold, beloved community, we have journeyed tonight through the service of light, where we lit our new Paschal candle, the service of the word, where we heard these stories of God's saving action throughout time, and the service of baptismal covenant, where our adult confirmation students publicly affirmed their baptismal promises. And we're headed toward the service of the table, where we will share Holy Communion. But first, we pause in this liminal space to reflect on this reading from Romans and this familiar story from the Gospel of John, where Mary Magdalene encounters the resurrected Christ and is the first to proclaim, "I have seen the Lord." I imagine many of us have attended vigils before, whether it was an Easter vigil like this, a prayer vigil on the eve of an important day, or a vigil held after some type of tragedy. Vigils are often connected with Kairos times, times when God enters our world in unexpected and mysterious ways. Just as we have been journeying through Holy Week with our own traditions, Guatemalan Christians have been journeying in some of their own unique ways that include a multitude of vigils. Large, ornate floats with scenes from Jesus' journey to the cross have been processing through the streets of Antigua and Guatemala City since Ash Wednesday. At the beginning of the year, people register their names into lotteries in hopes of being chosen to be one of the hundreds needed to carry those floats throughout Lent. Many engage in this as an act of a spiritual practice, a visceral reminder of Jesus' journey with the cross as they carry the floats on their shoulders, processing through the streets, marching exactly in time with one another, with the float swaying side to side with their cadence. Some of the floats are so heavy that they require up to 150 people to carry them for a block or two before new pilgrims enter under the floats and take their place. Processions are continuous throughout Holy Week, with floats being carried sometimes more than 12 hours at a time, often beginning at night. And before the procession begins, there is a vigil. The vigil starts in the daytime with yummy street food like churros and chuchitos and cotton candy lining the streets, leading to the church where the float is on display. And then as the sun goes down, candles are lit around the procession to pray and sing, preparing the procession to begin heading out into the streets while it's still dark. The people travel with Jesus, whose statue is sometimes bloodied from flogging, sometimes triumphant with long robes, and always with eyes that are so lifelike, they seem to be staring straight into your soul. The people sing with Jesus, pray with Jesus, lament with Jesus, and suffer with Jesus. Or does Jesus sing with the people and pray with the people, lament with the people, and suffer with the people? The vigils before the processions are considered part of the procession itself, part of the journey, a gathering together of the whole community to leave behind their everyday experiences, to focus completely on their walk with Jesus. Through our baptism, we participate in this walk with Jesus daily. Our Romans passage declares that through our baptism, we are in fact unified with Christ in both death and in resurrection. Jesus claims us so that each day our sin itself is crucified and we are resurrected into new life, dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is indeed the gospel in its purest sense. What this means for you and for me is that God's saving action is assured through that grace-filled water of life, that bath of new birth in the Holy Spirit, that fountain that gushes over you and me extravagantly, making us holy and freeing us to share God's extravagant love with all the world. This is our faith. This is our good news. This is indeed the time to declare, praise the Lord, alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.